Greetings, it's Yolanda Taylor, your holistic wellness advocate and aromatherapist. Today on the podcast, I'm going to be sharing researched information about aromatherapy and how it may assist with overall wellness and overall health. It is important that when you're wanting to incorporate other alternatives into your lifestyle, that you have a conversation with your healthcare provider. Explain to them your purpose of wanting to use essential oils, herbs, and or other modalities. The information that I am sharing with you today has not been approved by the FDA. It is not meant to treat, cure, or diagnose any of your health challenges that you may have or may encounter. Again, this is only researched information. What is aromatherapy? Aromatherapy is a holistic healing treatment that uses natural plant extractions to promote health and well-being. Sometimes it's called essential oil therapy. Aromatherapy, aromatic aroma, can assist with body, mind, and spirit. It may enhance both physical and emotional health. We are now beginning to see aromatherapy basically on all products, bath and body products, cleaning products for your home, products for your pets as well. You can find them in soaps, lotions, massage oils. Even masseuses are using aromatherapy or the essential oil therapy to assist. Aromatherapy has been around for years and has been utilized in basically all of our products that are out there. Lip balm, hair treatment, you name it. It's listed under aromatherapy. So here are a few things that may be assisted with the aromatherapy and or the essential oils. Anxiety, stress, insomnia, headaches, arthritis, inflammation, menopause, circulation issues, depression, and the list goes on and on. The essential oil that produces the aromatherapy comes from the seed, the bark, the stem, the root, the flower, and other parts of the plant. Essential oils provide the benefits that could assist with overall wellness and overall health. There are several ways that you can utilize the essential oils in the aromatherapy. It could be aromatic, which means you can put the essential oils into a diffuser and diffuse in the air to clean the air of bacteria, to cause people who may be dealing with insomnia to get rest, to assist with calming or soothing the mind or the body, and or to even get rid of unwanted, or should I say unpleasant, odors. You can also use aromatherapy with a physical touch. What do I mean by that? If you're getting a massage or reflexology, they can utilize aromatherapy with the essential oils, applying it onto your skin. And just a word of caution, anything that we're putting on our skin could have a reaction to it. Just because it works well for someone else does not necessarily mean that it will work well for us. So we want to always use caution and take into consideration when we are utilizing essential oils or herbs onto our bodies. That's why it's important for you to have a conversation with your healthcare providers. And especially for mommies who are breastfeeding and mommies-to-be, to have a conversation with your OBGYN and to let them know what you're trying to achieve by using the products of essential oils or aromatherapy. Another way that you can utilize is digesting it. And again, anytime you're wanting to digest what they claim a safe essential oil or herb, you want to definitely make sure that you explain to your healthcare provider what you're wanting to do, especially for the ones who may be taking medication. Okay. On the next podcast, I'm going to be sharing information about the different essential oils that are out there and how they may assist with overall wellness and overall health. Take an opportunity to visit my website at ulandertaylor.org, where you can find more information that may assist you and your knowledge of aromatherapy and or essential oils. Again, I am Ulander Taylor, your holistic wellness advocate and aromatherapist. Thank you for joining the podcast.
Greetings and welcome. It's Ulander Taylor, your holistic wellness advocate and aromatherapist. Today, we're going to be talking about essential oils and what's to come following this podcast. So let's get into this. Let me give you the disclaimer. This information is shared for educational purposes only and has not been proven, tested, or evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. There are no claims made or presented with any of the information shared about the essential oils, carrier oils, herbs, modalities, and any other information that we will be talking about with the podcast. This information presented has no intent to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or health conditions or health challenges that you may face. I always suggest that you talk with your healthcare provider before using any of the essential oils, herbs, tinctures, or different modalities or other alternatives that are out there. It is important, especially for mommies-to-be and for mommies that are breastfeeding, that you talk with your healthcare provider regarding any alternatives or modalities. So, what are essential oils? I get that a lot. What are essential oils? Essential oils are produced, or should I say deprived, by either cold press, steam, or water distillation of the rind or peel of a citrus fruit, or flowers, petals, leaves, also tree bark, wood, flower buds, needles, and roots. Yes, there are over 100 essential oils that varies in therapeutic benefits to assist with overall wellness for the mind, body, and also uplifting the spirit. Each essential oil may offer the same benefit as another, but when they are combined with other essential oils, the benefits offered are beneficial properties that can assist. So, essential oils support. Essential oils may be used to assist with the mind, body, mood, and overall wellness. Did you know that some of our products that we use have essential oils in it? Well, they do. Essential oils are becoming more and more diverse to assist with baths, with skincare, with body products, with personal care, with minor ailments, minor scars, minor cuts and bruises, and also for pet care and household cleaning. However, with the wonderful benefits of some of these essential oils, not all of them are recommended for pregnant women, nursing mothers, pets, people taking medication, people who have sensitive skin, allergies, illnesses, and disease. Again, you should always consult your healthcare provider when wanting to incorporate any alternatives, again, such as essential oils, herbs, and other different modalities that are out there. So you want to make sure that you talk again with your healthcare provider regarding any of the alternatives that are out there. And like I always say, everybody's body is different. Others may experience wonderful, wonderful benefits from the properties of the essential oils or herbs or carrier oils. But on the other hand, someone else may have a totally different reaction. So remember, when someone is suggesting different essential oils and different products, it may not be feasible, or it may not suit you as an individual. So make sure you always do research on your essential oils or modalities or properties of the herbs that you may be wanting to utilize. Later in future podcasts coming, I'll talk about how the essential oils or the method of depriving the essential oils. I will talk about the difference between the cold pressed and so many different other parts and factors of the essential oils. So stay tuned, stay connected so that you can stay in the know. And again, I am Yolander Taylor, your holistic wellness advocate and aromatherapist. I look forward to sharing more with you soon. Thank you.